This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
Dart down the left side. Caught for the touchdown. Little Jordan Humphrey on the gorgeous ball from Jackson Dart.
Chuck to throw again. Throwing deep. He's got him wide open. And that's Mason Tipton who makes the catch and takes it in for the touchdown. Tyler Chuck.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brendan Sprague.
Cal blisters this out to right.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
What is happening?
Good morning, happy Monday, everybody. Live on 105.1, the Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Not YouTube.
That's it for now. Just three out of the four.
Not going to be on YouTube for the foreseeable future, so we're waiting on our tech gurus to get back to swag, but we have a computer issue.
It's the old school version of the show, man. I didn't need to put my makeup on this morning. You can't see me. We're just audio only today.
Don't need the powder this morning.
I had all the powder on. I'm looking good. I got my cool eye black on, ready to go. Nobody cares.
Take that hat off if you just want to.
I can.
Let the dome glow.
I actually like the hat. Don't take it off.
Let the bed head. I got the hat this weekend out of Pelican, dude. I nabbed it this weekend. I was basically living at the Pelican at Cannon Beach.
You brought in the smelling salt for today?
I did. Yeah, I got the smelling salts.
And Dirt is trying to maybe back out of us doing this because there's no YouTube.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm down to do them. We have enough to do them. We can do them again. I thought part of the fun would be the video reaction of what our faces look like when we do it instead of just an audio-only medium.
Plus, I'm already wide awake having to deal with this.
Yeah.
So I do not need smelling salts this morning.
I thought about taking one when I got up this morning.
Really?
But then I didn't want to cheat you guys. I wanted it to be the first time together. You know, we all need to be in cahoots together, although it would have been fun to wake up and just first thing, woo, kind of get your day going.
Kittle does one after every drive.
Should I do one every segment?
It'd be
every segment.
I don't know if it's
in the commercial break.
In the commercial
back from
break.
Commercial break.
All right, let's talk about the Ducks today. What do you think?
I don't know if that'd be good for you.
I don't know if it would be either.
Can you overdose on smelling salts?
Oh, good question. Right out of the gate. Let's ask that one.
Because if Kittle's doing like six or how many possessions do you think a team gets on average in the NFL? I'm really bad at this.
9 to 11 in an NFL game?
Let's call it 10.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Kittle's doing 10 smelling salts a game.
Over three and a half hours.
That's a lot.
This says, yes, it is possible to overdose on smelling salts, although it's not a typical overdose in the sense of ingesting a large quantity of substance. Smelling salts by irritating the nasal passages and lungs with ammonia flames
or
fumes, causing a sharp inhalation reflex.
Okay.
So, you can cause yourself some pain if you do too many smelling salts.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
Well, I still think, because I think by 9 we'll be on YouTube, which is going to make our show weird on YouTube today, because by the time our show's almost done, it'll be fixed.
Yes, that's usually how it works.
I still think by 9 a.m. we do a smelling salt.
Yeah, if we're on YouTube at 9 a.m., we'll do it. We were going to do it at the end anyways.
The caffeine, the food, whatever energy drink might be subsiding on a Monday, and we need a shock to
system. And if we're not on YouTube, we'll still do it anyway. We could just do it today.
I think we do it today anyway because back in the day, we would have done it. It's theater of the mind.
Right.
You know?
Can I hear my nostrils burn? What's going on back there?
I wonder what kind of face those guys are making.
Full radio experience today.
Exactly. All in.
Yeah, shout out to my brother who picked these up on Thursday after we had left town and then dropped them off last night. He didn't even make me come get them. That was a big win for the old bro this weekend. Made my life very easy. Thank you.
I was a little worried that we were going to come in Monday and you're like, the crack house lady stole them again.
No stolen package. He went and nabbed them. I'd send him a text on Thursday, said, hey, man, can you do me a favor? It's the beauty of living in the same neighborhood as your family now, is that I got people that I can text to go help me out. So he snabbed them and then dropped them off last night. He's heading out of town today anyways. I was worried. He's leaving town. If I don't get him Sunday night, am I going to get him at all? Do I have to order more smelling salts? So we're all good. We're dialed in, ready to go.
You don't vacation with your brother, huh?
No, he's going back. Her family lives in North Carolina where they used to live. And so they're going to North Carolina for a week to see her family.
Usually it's not that way. Usually the wife gets to live by her family and the guy's like, my family's away. And
usually the way that it works.
Is what it is.
That's how it was at the start of their relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what changed and how he won the argument.
But does she like it better out here?
I think she does. Yeah, I think she does.
I can understand that.
Not as humid, you know. She likes the neighborhood vibe. They didn't really have that in Carolina. North Carolina is beautiful. I could easily live out there, but pumped that they're here. And so, yeah, that's not a vacation I'm going on. I'm not going to go hang out with her family.
It is the fifth most visited state in the nation.
North Carolina is?
Right now, yeah.
I could see that.
Tourism is pretty good in
North
Carolina.
Dude, you've got all sorts of things that you could do. It's very similar to Oregon in that regard. Like, the beach is nicer because you can go in the ocean and the water is warm, but you got your, like, bend kind of locations.
Okay.
You got your hilly, your mountain regions.
You got some resort areas on the coast.
Yeah, you got resort areas on the coast. Charlotte's a big city.
But then you can go up into the Appalachian Trail and what they call mountains.
Yes, and then the other beauty of the East Coast, too, that you realize is how close everything is together. And so being in North Carolina, you're, like, not that far of a drive from Atlanta, from Charleston. Mm-hmm. You can go up north to D.C. Like, all that's within a drivable distance, which is kind of nice.
Well, you just went to the coast.
We did. We were at Cannon Beach this weekend.
Did you go with any? Was it just you, your wife,
just
and Teddy Ballgame?
Just me and the wife and the little guy.
So when you go on vacation, I've largely noticed, I don't feel like you're going with people. It's just you guys.
We do some family vacations,
but it's
time to time.
Is it mostly her family?
No, mostly it's our family when we go on vacation. Mostly, yeah.
Wow.
We don't do a lot of vacations with her family.
Yeah, see, I got the opposite situation. Yeah. I don't do anything with my family.
Right.
It's almost exclusively her family. Wife's family.
The family vacations are usually, if it's planned by somebody and they're like, hey, we're paying for it, do you want to go? And it's like, yeah, we'll go. That's why we do a lot of vacations with my family. Not that we plan it. It's that they, hey, we rented a house in Sun River for a week. Do you want to join? It's like, yeah, hell yeah, we'll jump in.
Okay, so let me ask you a question on that.
Fire away, Bob.
If you get that phone call,
yeah,
hey, we rented a house in Sun River. So they're renting houses that can house other families,
housing everybody up, man.
And then like, do you pay?
No, free of charge, baby.
You still, at your age, have people paying for vacations for you?
Absolutely, I do.
Dude, that is awesome.
It's wonderful.
I am jealous of that.
It's an absolute dream
scenario. Oh, my God.
It's delightful. You should try it sometime.
That doesn't happen for me.
It'll never pay it for the
Definitely
house.
Definitely not on my side of
Didn't
the family.
Didn't they cover the Vietnam part of the Vietnam trip when you guys went to Vietnam?
Oh, they helped with that one. Yeah that was great.
That's a big one.
The grandparents were like, go to Vietnam. We're like, I don't know. It's kind of expensive. We'll pay for the kids' airfare. Okay, we're in.
That's what it takes.
We're in.
Little extra incentive right there, you know?
But I don't get on the, top. I don't get the, like, we're going to a beach house this weekend, which, you know, good timing by us. The rain's supposed to come in, so yes.
Yeah, I missed the heat wave by 2 days. Would have been really nice to be there today and tomorrow instead of the 2 days that we were there.
Looked like you had good weather on
the weather
Friday.
Was great. I'm done with the heat. So having 95 the next 2 days is going to blow.
You're done with the heat?
I'm done with the heat. I'm over it.
Wow.
I'm ready for sweatpants and a crock pot.
Putting my front yard flowers?
Yeah, dude.
I'm done with the heat.
I've wilted away. You've stopped watering me a long time ago, dude. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to go dormant for the winter and come back up and spring up in April.
We have a planetary alignment happening right now. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
We can see Mercury like
Venus and Jupiter are right here. Those two stars, those are planets.
Oh, we can see planets right now?
You probably saw them on your drive-in and thought nothing of them.
No, didn't even notice it.
But I think it's tomorrow we're going to have like five planets completely aligned perfectly. It's a rarity.
So what sort of harmonic convergence does that?
I ask the galaxy. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a question for your dad on that one.
That's true.
I don't think we're going to know the answer to that.
But skip that one.
It was funny because I had just read about it.
He didn't bring it up.
He didn't bring up the planets.
We had brunch with Papa Swag yesterday. I thought
that'd be a big deal to bring up if you're a real nerd.
You would think at brunch.
You would think he'd be all over that.
Topic number one on the brunch menu is check out the planets.
Tales of the olds at the home stealing his pants out of the laundry. That was what we got.
Controversy.
See, I got to worry at my family things.
No, I think it's called dementia. Well,
I got to worry at my family things for like my relatives to be like, hey, what did you think of what the Republicans did? And I'm like, you should have to worry about like planetary alignment conversations.
Yes, that's the way that it should roll.
That'd be my hope for a conversation.
Well, I'd be curious about. Not that we weren't curious about
who took your pants.
Where
that is a pretty interesting story.
I mean, let's find your pants. Taken. Does he walk around then the facility and see somebody wearing his pants and confront the person if he notices his pants?
No, you ask the because he. He had an idea of who it was because they still have group laundry facilities like the dorm, like each floor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a big dorm for old people.
That's why there's a lot of STDs.
Yeah.
You're getting it on all the time. This is
so,
the end.
So he was down there and one of the people on his floor asked how much longer he was going to be because she wanted room to iron her stuff. And then he came back and... take it out of the wash to put in the dryer, and all of a sudden his pants weren't there. So
tell me, he saw the guy wearing his pants.
It was an older lady.
Damn it,
an older lady.
Who
Janice
had no purpose for it.
Give me my pants back.
Apparently her eyesight wasn't all that great.
Just grabbing pants out
memory
of the dryer.
Memory is questionable.
This was my unit. I'm going to take my pants out of
so
here.
So he asked one of the staff members, like, "Do you have an idea how do we go about?" He wasn't going to barge down, knock on the door.
God, that would have been good content.
My
if he
pants.
Did then start knocking
Which
on a door.
Which would have been awesome.
Did he catch? What's the weirdest thing he's told you so far that he has like seen? Like, is he walking in on people?
No.
You know.
Everybody, I mean, it's all, everybody's got their own apartment and.
No teeth in?
No.
What's going on in there, Bob?
That's called a gummy surprise.
Oh, those retirement homes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to live in one, but they do seem fun.
It seems like a good way to
I know
go
some
out.
Of those people are lonely because they don't get visited, which is sad.
Well, yeah.
But right.
And my dad
and
is one
yourself.
Of the younger people there.
Yeah, he's spry he compared
doing
to
that,
most.
You know, mostly because his eyesight was to the point where he couldn't drive anymore.
Right.
So it was one of those.
Those shuttle services are delightful.
Oh, yeah.
I see him dropped off at Fred Meyer's all the time.
Constant field trips. Where do you want to go? We'll take you.
The bougie rich ones are getting dropped off at New Seasons. Right?
Yep.
We're going to meet.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Let's go get some halibut. Which I'm like, where do they have little kitchenettes in their rooms?
I imagine
they
so.
Do have a little kitchenette.
Okay.
So he usually he gets stuff to make his own breakfast.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Sure. Because they also provide meals, right?
But yeah, so then lunch
the stampede
and
to the meal room at a retirement home is a sight to behold.
Is it?
I'll never forget visiting my grandma on one of those and the line that begins for like their 4 o'clock dinner, which is incredibly early. And like, if you're not in time, if you're not in line, it is a stampede of old people coming down that hallway.
So no, it's pretty nice, and there's a bar in it too.
Oh, it's perfect.
There you go. Yeah.
He's set. He's ready to go.
Oh yeah,
he's living a good life.
Are you? Hey, yeah, good life this weekend.
Not bad.
Yeah, you survived this weekend. You're alive.
I'm still alive.
The planes landed in each spot.
The plane down to San Jose is 1 hour and 5 minutes.
That's a nice easy flight.
Which was like, oh, that's great.
You're up and you're down.
And then the way back was. Perfect.
Yeah, no issues at all?
No.
You didn't collide with another plane?
Thank God.
Looked like you had some pretty nice seats. I saw the picture there.
Dude, the way back, I don't know if I did this on purpose or if they just like hooked me up. I got stuck in premium. You ever sat in premium?
I have sat in premium before.
I hadn't. The legroom is immaculate.
The legroom is a game changer.
And
it's
also,
not first class, but it is noticeable difference.
We're the row right behind the first class.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking at first class. I go... You got offered some service 20 minutes before me. That was the only difference.
That's about
it. Well, that and free booze.
Well, seat sizes were the same.
Yeah.
Our leg room was the same. The thing I didn't know, because I never sat in premium, I'm always the coach bitch, and in front of us, there's no tray table. So when they come by and ask
me... it's in your armrest.
Dude. We got offered soda, right? So I get a little Diet Coke-ski.
Where do I put this thing,
Matt? I have a book on my lap.
Yeah, trying to read your book, and you're holding
your
soda.
I'm trying to make it not slip. I'm holding a cup of ice. I'm pouring my Coke can. I don't know where to put... And then I put my Coke can in the pouch in front of the seat.
That's a good spot
for it. And I'm like holding a book with one hand and some iced Coke in the other.
Did the flight attendants finally come help you?
No. My wife, about 5 minutes after I finished drinking it, she opens the thing and she points to it, and I'm like, oh man, this plane's going to come apart. I thought she was showing me how like faulty the plane seat was.
There's a little fold-up table that comes out and swivels.
Yep, yep. And it's actually perfect. It goes right on your lap. Yeah. Perfect. And I'm
you can put it away.
That's the way all the trays should be, if we're being honest.
They
Once you
be
see that,
that
tray, you realize, why are all the trays not in the armrest?
It's ridiculous.
It gives you a little bit more space in front of you. It's easy. You hide it when you put it away. No, it's not in anybody's way. It's perfect.
Look, I am a card-carrying member of Alaska Airlines, okay?
Yes, yes.
I've always told people this. If I could redo, I'd go Delta. Their planes are infinitely nicer. But as a card-carrying member, I have a right to complain. Update your planes. I like Alaska. Good company. Their planes are too old. Everything about Alaska Airlines, well, their flights are too old.
It feels like it's about 10, 15 years too old.
Dude, there's no TVs ever in the headrest. Yeah. I feel like Southwest has that.
Yeah.
I think the newer planes are going on the longer, like the cross-country routes or the... And now they
short flights, you're not getting
well,
the TV.
Well, then they're taking over because they merged with Hawaiian Airlines. So Hawaiian
Well, they
got
merged
a whole
back with Hawaiian. Yeah. They had it, they lost it, they got it
got
back.
It back, yeah. And they have some new ones. And
Hawaiian Airline flights are nice.
Oh, Hawaiian gorgeous. Airlines is one of the premier yeah. airlines
That is
to fly.
A nice airplane
so I think
to be
they're
on.
Putting all the new planes like on the cross country or they're starting to go to Europe more.
I don't know,
Hawaii,
man. I've been on
Japan.
Some long Alaska flights, no TVs. Like, we flew to
oh,
Minnesota.
No, if you go up and down. Oh.
4.5 hours.
Yeah, Minnesota's Ooh. A long flight. That
no,
should be
no
a TV,
TV
flight.
No TV.
If you tell me for, like, a flight to the Bay Area or Seattle or something
sure.
short, there's not a screen in the headrest, I'm okay with it. I
sure.
can survive without it. Anything over 3 hours, there should be yeah. a TV in the headrest.
I've well, been on a two-hour Delta flight.
They direct
TV.
You to yeah. the app. They're trying to get your, their little app.
They want me to spend $10 more for their Wi-Fi so I can watch their free movies.
I'm not doing that.
Like, no, I'm good.
That's why you have the apps and you download things before you get on
it's
the
ridiculous.
Airplane. If you want to watch anything, you're good to go.
Yeah. So we survived.
Everybody's alive.
Do have takeaways from being at Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, I can't wait for the preseason takeaways.
Well, my team got obliterated.
Yeah, they got murdered in that game. That didn't go well.
They were up 9-0, 30-0 run.
Did you feel good, though, it's 9-0 when more relevant players were playing and then, like, the fourth stringers gave up 30?
I'll tell you this. It felt great to see Bo Nix not score any points in the first quarter against our backup defense.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, joke's on you, bud.
30-9, and Bo Nix didn't have anything to do with it.
But then 30-0 also is like the stadium energy is like,
just slowly evaporates, even in a preseason game, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, the quarterback for the Niners that played mostly was...
They all threw a pick. Every single one of them that appeared in the game threw an interception.
Yeah, but one in particular drew the ire of like our entire section. And then I did some research on who he was because I was like,
who's this cap?
I don't read every practice. And I'm like, who the? And then I read and went, a Jordan Schultz special.
Ah.
A Jordan Schultz special. So we'll talk about that. We got a lot of football to get into today. We got some Major League Baseball stuff to get into, some camp check-in, some platypus audio at Oregon State. They had a scrimmage this weekend, so we'll talk about that. No YouTube yet. Hopefully we'll get that going. Dirt and Spray, we are live with you on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So if you were to take Malibu, Cliffside, you know, the south of France, if you were to take all these beautiful places,
yes,
out of the equation, because they're obvious.
They're all out.
And then you went the next tier down. My takeaway is, I think Santa Clara might be a perfect place to live.
That good, huh? That nice down there?
I mean, it's pretty amazing, yeah. The weather's perfect almost year-round. It's not too southern, so but like you still get palm trees everywhere,
which is nice. The palm tree is a delightful touch.
You have the woods, so you have, if you want to go hiking, you're a big hiker, you can go out and hike into the woods.
Yeah, a lot of activities to do, outdoor activities.
You're not too far from the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's that, about an hour drive, 45 minute drive?
About 50 minutes.
50, okay.
Rough, depending on traffic.
Sure, depending on what time of day you're going.
And then just like having an NFL stadium.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Dude, it is legitimately the size of maybe 2 to 3 neighborhoods. Like, we flew over it on the way out, right?
Right.
And when we flew over it, I saw it cleanly, and right next to it, about a block over, is a neighborhood. And there is, like, 3 sections of houses in that span.
Imagine owning one of those houses and then finding out there's an NFL stadium going in next door.
Well, I just kept thinking, like, if you cover the 49ers, why would you not just live here? Their facility is next to the stadium. Like, they literally walk and park their cars at the practice facility.
Right, and I imagine that's where all their practicing and training camp goes down. It's all right there.
All of it.
There's no need to live in San Francisco, where it's incredibly more expensive to live.
Well, it is, but also we looked up houses because we drove.
Oh, yeah. San Jose,
We went for a hike on Saturday morning, and we ended up finding this little cool place where you could hike into camp, and then it also had some hiking trails. I'd say it was 20, 25 minutes outside of where we were staying.
Okay.
Saratoga. And my wife looks around and goes, how much do you think the houses are here? And I go, I don't know. It's got to be more expensive. It's California. I go, I bet you they're just a little above where we live.
Okay, a little bit north of Portland.
And there's some nice houses, and then there's some like standard looking 3-2 houses. And yeah. I go, look it up. And so she looks it up, and I'm like, how much? I guess $600-700. And she goes, a house literally our size is $1.8 million. I'm like, what?
That's why so many of them move up to Oregon, man, is that you have that level of equity built into your house, and you sell it, and you come up here, and you buy something in cash because you just sold your $1.8 million 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500-square-foot house.
It's insane.
And you're living large. Things are great.
It was a good time, dude, even though my team got pummeled. And then when I had read before the game, I kind of knew. I'm like, okay.
They didn't play anybody.
They're going to play more starters than we're certainly playing.
Yes. The Niners are saving their starters, it sounds like, for maybe a series in the next game. They didn't play anybody.
I felt like half of, like, who's that? When they were showing on the Jumbotron pregame, I'm like, oh, that's their starting linebacker. That's their starting tight end. That's their quarterback.
Yeah, that's right.
That's their left tackle.
I know that guy.
Denver's depth is infinitely better than San Francisco's.
Yeah, it's a bit, Niners are banged up right now, too, on top of it.
They're banged up, but also, like, very underwhelming performance. Their quarterback they played the most was Carter Bradley.
Carter Bradley.
He looked just like Sam Darnold, same number.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about Carter Bradley.
Never heard of Carter Bradley.
You know whose son he is?
No.
Gus Bradley.
Yes!
He got cut from the Raiders. He's an undrafted guy. He was absolute hot, stank dog crap.
Just hanging around NFL circles because his dad is a coach.
I'm like, why are you even, like, they had Tanner Mordecai was their third string guy who played. He also threw a pick, but I'm like, that guy was clearly better than that guy.
Carter Bradley, 6 of 14, 32 yards and a pick.
Dude.
That's rough.
Our whole section was like, where are you throwing?
What are you doing?
He was throwing the opposite way of the receivers half the time. And I'm just like, why is this guy even playing a preseason game? Put him in the Canadian League already.
Get this guy out of our league.
And then I read that his dad, I think, is like a special assistant to Saleh. And I'm like, oh, weird how that works, isn't it?
He's got an NFL roster spot.
The Nepo baby, playing the Nepo baby.
Training camp invite, playing preseason games. It's funny that the vibe, though, that people got angry. I don't know how I would feel going in watching a game of my team in preseason. I feel like there would be very little care about the actual score of the game.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't just emotionally torn by
you're
any
just
of
there.
It.
I'm at an NFL stadium. Yep. The weather looked relatively nice. They could lose 800 to nothing, and it doesn't impact me in any way, shape, or form.
100%.
Because Carter Bradley is taking the majority of snaps at quarterback.
It was funny, though. Like, I'm with you. I told my wife, I go, this game doesn't count. It doesn't even matter. It
doesn't matter at all.
They could play really well in the first quarter, and they lose by 15. I don't care.
You're just checking a thing off your bucket list. You went to see a game at the stadium.
Absolutely. And that was what I cared about. And then I sat down, and I realized, and I'm one of them, football fans live are the worst sports fans that exist.
Oh, it's not even close.
Like, it's not even a contest.
Not even close.
They're terrible.
There's not Bilbo Baggins flying onto the field. There doesn't have to be, because the boozing and the yelling and the fighting that happens in the stands is exponentially worse.
It was great to have the drunk-ass Bronco fan one row in front of us wearing a Peyton Manning jersey screaming before the game started. And then it was nice to my right to have the person screaming back, like screaming, not saying anything, just screaming.
You have to. It's a preseason game, a lot on the line.
Who we thought was a woman, it turns out it was a man.
Whoa.
Screaming back in defense of the Niners.
That lady's a man, baby.
Screaming scoreboard the whole time when it was 9-0.
Feeling good, talking a little trash, 9-0. And I'm shut out right now.
My wife is just like, what is happening? And I'm like, this is football, and this isn't even football that counts. These people are insane.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons.
I can't go to football games.
No,
I'm not that person.
Especially, like, that's one thing for a preseason game, too. Like, you're getting that in the first game of the preseason in August.
Those are the hardcore ones.
Imagine, though, that fan environment in, like, week 15
when the
playoff spot on the line.
Yes.
And what's going to happen in the stands. I want nothing to do with it.
It was ridiculous.
I don't even know if I'd take my kid to an NFL game until he's, like,
I would much
18, 20 years old, like
go
as a
to
kid.
A college football game in person, then it's
because at least
it's
in
a
that
much more festive attitude. Like if you're going, you know, you're with your team going to a road game.
Yeah, tell a Husky fan's pissing on a beam on the concourse.
Well,
I didn't see that at Levi's.
Rivalry games are a little different.
It was Washington, Oregon State.
Yeah, it was wet outside. What'd you want from him, all right?
He's not
remember
hurting.
That video? That guy was straight. He's not hurting anybody. He's just taking a leak on the concourse.
All
okay?
I'm
He's not punching people in the face.
No, plenty of responsible people there. Plenty of nice people.
Yeah.
But also,
A lot of likes to fight guys there.
Well, but you're also, you're learning a couple things about human beings at these football games, especially NFL ones. A lot of you are alcoholics.
Yeah, they got a problem.
I mean, you guys are stumbling around.
Can't control.
You're double fisting. Like, there are things happening at this game, and I'm like, this is like a Saturday night preseason NFL game.
Yeah.
You're drinking like you're in a fraternity.
Should be a nice little relaxing evening with the family because it's a preseason football game. And as much as I was excited to watch preseason football, I think we also should constantly be reminded that it doesn't really matter.
No, it
doesn't. None of it matters.
No, it doesn't.
None of it has any bearing on the regular season. The win-loss doesn't matter.
No.
Performances don't translate. Like, it just, we're excited. We'll recap it. We'll talk about it today because football's back and we're jacked about that. But you have to have at least the base level understanding of, I have a serious issue if I'm yelling about this right now. Like, you need to look in the mirror. You are the problem. If you're yelling about preseason football, that should be jail time. I think we should lock you up for 6 months. You need to think about your actions and how you got to this point in life.
I want to share one more story, and then also, I got snitched on at this game.
Uh-oh.
In a way that you would have never imagined.
Were you on a kiss cam with another lady? Did we have a Coldplay situation on our hands?
Well, I don't know how that would have been possible.
You sneak away to Section 202. They show you on the Jumbotron. You got snitched on by the camera guy.
Me next to some smoking hot Hispanic lady.
What are you doing? Brandon!
Are you Selma?
I'll tell you what happened to me, how I got snitched on, and we'll dive into some NFL preseason. Dirt and Sprague back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Martin asking, YouTube this Monday morning? No, not for us. We don't have a computer screen, so we can't activate the YouTube launch. We're hoping to get that fixed during the show.
Expired.
I don't mean any disrespect. You guys know I'm an Ichiro guy.
Yes, you are.
Has he had like 3 days at a Mariner game this year? It feels like I keep seeing it's Ichiro weekend. It's Ichiro weekend. It's Ichiro weekend. And I'm like, cool.
They were selling tickets. But no, it was actually Saturday night was the actual
Hall of Fame night.
That was the Hall of Fame night?
No, that was his...
Yeah, that was his Hall of Fame like induction.
They retired his number 51 jersey.
He threw the pitch to Randy Johnson.
He did a speech. They had a whole pregame thing. They brought his plaque that will go into the Hall of Fame, and you could take pictures with it up in one of the sections.
I'm telling
stadium.
You, it's the second or third Ichiro night this
season.
Been
a lot of Ichiro stuff, which is great.
I know he's had some bobblehead nights, and he's had some other stuff, but this was the actual retiring the jersey.
Does that happen a lot where they do it the same year as the guy goes in the Hall of Fame? Because usually there's some pomp and circumstance surrounding the player going into the Hall of Fame, and you save the other stuff for another time.
I think the all-time great players,
It happens in the same year all the time?
I think so.
That quickly?
I don't have any evidence.
It's a lot. It was a lot of. I mean, he deserves it. But they also have a baseball team we're celebrating. Like this felt
Dude,
like at the start of the year.
A great baseball team right now.
Felt like it was more of a like, hey, how do we get to drum up some interest because we didn't do anything in the offseason? How do we get fans engaged in August? Let's do a lot of Ichiro nights, and now you don't really need the Ichiro nights.
So quick story: we're leaving the stadium. As I tell you, it felt like half that stadium was a bunch of alcoholics,
and the other half were empty red seats. It looked pretty sparse at times.
Did you watch the game?
I saw some of it on some replay.
Well, the end definitely was sparse. By the third quarter, it was like...
people out of there.
I would say at the max capacity, I was under a section, I would say probably 70% full, 75% full.
Okay. That's not bad.
It was a late arriving crowd.
Yeah.
That whole area, by the way, is nuts. Santa Clara is pretty vast and open. On a game day, it is shut down.
Yeah.
They share the parking lot with Great America Theme Park. That closes for the day on a game day.
Nobody going to that theme park.
They have the entire police force out, you know, monitoring parking lots and streets and public transit.
It's not exactly right off the freeways there. You have to go into the neighborhood. It's a bit of a bottleneck.
Well, on game days, it gets, the freeway from us, and we were right next to the hotel, was maybe a 3-minute drive.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
No, that's nice.
But
must be on the back, on the other side.
The problem is, and I didn't know this, maybe other towns do this, they shut down traffic on one of the sides.
Yeah.
They open up both sections of traffic for one way.
One flow, one
everybody's
direction.
Coming in, everybody's
I'm
going
like,
out.
Dude, you know how... you know how much money this probably costs them to run this city the way that they run this on a game day?
Well, the Niners are paying for that.
Oh, I know, but they're also getting it back because I was in the team store and I saw the prices and I saw how packed it was.
Yeah. Did you buy anything in the team store for $800?
Brock Purdy jersey there.
This is a 49er vintage t-shirt. It's only $628.
I told my wife 12-year-old Brandon would have whooped 38-year-old Brandon's ass for not buying anything.
Yeah,
and I have a little bit of regret. There was a cool Jerry Rice plaque. And that was
cool.
Only $30.
That's not a bad deal at all.
But I'm like, eh.
And you got to put it in the bag. You got to fly home with it.
All the gear available, I can kind of get for a discounted price.
Yeah.
So I wanted to buy a million things. I didn't buy anything.
Just being there, walking through. It is funny when you realize, when you walk through something like that, you realize how much money they print.
Oh,
and that goes
insane.
For any game you go to. When you walk through a team store, you're just like, dude, you just looking around, I'm like, you're like, there's 10 grand worth of merchandise in the arms of customers as I'm in here. And this is one small window throughout the entire day.
There was a line of 10 to 12 people for custom jerseys.
Of course.
And I went, that's $150.
Go
each.
Get a custom jersey.
Oh, that, I would think that's $250 to $300.
I want a number 69 Sprague 49er jersey to be brought out. That'd be badass. What are we doing? Why didn't you get one of those?
I tried to go to the museum and it's $50 each.
Of
and
course
I went,
it is.
What, to look at something I watched live?
Yeah, and remember all the memories you have from childhood?
So we're leaving the stadium, right? We stayed to the very end. We took a photo. You know, the clock's at zero when the Sprague's left, right?
I mean,
we're there.
Yeah, you're there for a preseason game. You're going to stay for the game.
So we got snitched on at this game.
Mm.
We were gifted these tickets by really good friends of ours who they have a relative down there, and he's got season tickets. He's like, I'm not going to this game. And they're like, we found out he's a Niner fan. Here we go. Well, we sat a few rows up because our seats were directly in the sun. That's the other part of that is I would say the east side of that stadium on a sunny day, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
That's the only negative of the stadium. The
just
stadium
bacon.
Is as gorgeous a stadium as I've ever been in.
It totally changes the environment watching a game. If you're sitting directly in the sun, you're miserable.
So we sat in a row directly over the overhang for about the first half.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is perfect. We're in the shade. We're getting a nice breeze. It's warm. Perfect. By the second half, we go down to where our real seats were, and we're sitting next to this older guy. And as we sit down, my wife looks at the older guy, and he's got text like swag. The screen's blown up so he can read.
Right.
He's texting the guy who gave us the tickets through our mutual friend.
To say that somebody's in your seats.
He said, hey, Ricky, just want to let you know the people you sold your tickets to just showed up in the third quarter.
Wow.
And I went,
excuse me?
The wife noticed this. I didn't. And so I'm telling the wife to tell our friend, no, 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 no.
We've been here the entire time.
We were here 2 hours early. We've been here the whole time. We just found shaded area for the first half. It's a preseason game. God forgive.
Why are people the way that they are?
I was like, why would you text anybody that?
I don't understand. It's a preseason game. They gave away the tickets. They clearly didn't want them. They didn't want to go to the game. They're not using them.
It's a
preseason football game.
Like, a lot of people didn't go to the game.
It was like a test. You're never getting these tickets again. He didn't show up 5 minutes before the game kicked off.
Then he left in the third quarter, and I went, why don't you text her to tell that guy?
Hey, he left.
The guy next to you left early. He's not a real fan.
Fake fan. Left early.
As we leave, we hear this noise. We go down the steps, right? It's packed as everybody's leaving at the same time. There's this lady screaming dirt to the point where her voice is cutting out at the end of everything she is saying. Like, screaming. Everybody hears her. As we walk by, dude, people are... This woman is hammered, and just, she's on the phone.
Just yelling.
And she is... Shout out my Mexicans out there. The Niners might be the most beloved Mexican NFL team.
Strong fan base.
In the league. They're right there.
Yes.
This woman is screaming in Spanish, and I don't know what she is saying.
Something is going wrong in her life at that moment.
All I catch her say is, ¡Escúchame! ¡Escúchame! And I just turned to the wife and I go, I've heard of scoochame. What does that mean again?
Google that, bad boy.
And she goes, I think it means listen to me.
Yeah.
And we looked at him, and it does. And she just kept screaming.
Listen to me!
Listen to me in Spanish. And I'm like, man, escúchame sounds so much better to say out loud than listen to
me. Totally does. Rolls off the tongue way better.
It just sounds so much...
Escúchame!
Escúchame!
Just kind of flies right off.
And so everybody's mocking her. The Youngs are walking by like... Just mocking the living hell out of this woman who is just irate right now.
Having a meltdown at the end of a preseason football game.
And then we get to our hotel. The Hyatt right next to it, that is the place to be in the post game. Holy crap, man. The bar restaurant scene was packed. People are in the parking lot. As we leave, because we went to go get some In-N-Out, because California In-N-Out is infinitely better than Oregon's In-N-Out. There's a guy in the parking lot of our hotel screaming on the phone, this time in English. Where are you? Where are you? I'm here! Just blacked out, rage, drunk, screaming.
Just losing his mind.
And I just was like, I love football as much as anybody. Maybe it's because I'm old. Maybe it's because I'm white. I don't know what it is.
My couch looks better every day.
Dude, it's not even close.
I don't want to be
not even
NFL
in debate.
Games. I don't want to be in NFL games, dude. They are too toxic.
Yeah.
They're too... They're psychos.
Psychopaths.
Absolute psychos.
Absolute psychopaths.
Who have the green light to pretend they're UFC fighters drinking alcohol all night.
Yeah, that's basically how NFL games go. You cannot even match the difference in being able to watch from your home in the comfort of your own couch. And not to mention the fact that you're watching every game at the same time and not just one game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just an unbeatable thing. It's unbelievable that the NFL, the popularity of football has kept it immune from feeling the overall hit. I'm sure some programs, franchises, whatever, see a slight dip. But anytime I go to a football game and I stay for the entire time and you deal with traffic, you deal with people, you deal with drunk idiots, all of this stuff piles on top of it. Then you realize at the end of the night, like, why did I do that? I could have just watched that game on my couch and it would have been great.
And you spent $500 to $1,000
yes,
depending on how large your
party. How many tickets you had, yeah. how many beers you had, how many times you ate food, did you buy anything in the gift shop? It's an incredibly expensive night.
It's insane how much money people spend for these things.
And that's one preseason game.
And I just thought, like, I'm so glad we walked. Our walk from our hotel to the stadium was literally 7 minutes.
That's perfect.
And I'm like, do you know how much of a disaster this would be if we had a car?
Now you got to sit in this parking lot, try and get out of here.
Dude.
That's one of the things that I've heard people say about that after games and before games. It's just a nightmare getting in and out.
So what Swag is talking about, the bottleneck, the freeway isn't far. The problem is there's only three lanes of road.
Yeah, good luck.
And so, bam, packed, you're not moving.
Here comes 40,000 people trying to drive back north. Good luck.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
not happening.
But stadium-wise, I cannot speak to all the NFL stadiums. The stadiums I've been to, that's the nicest stadium arena I've ever been to in my life.
Sounds like it's unbelievable. They're getting another Super Bowl, right?
They are.
They got another one coming in the rotation.
I believe it's this year. Just everything is top-notch there. It's amazing. But it was a good experience. It was great. A lot of fun down in the Bay with the wife. Nice little getaway weekend. Let's get to the preseason NFL.
Let's do it.
I had to catch up.
Yeah.
My hotel room did not have the NFL Network. Our downstairs lobby bar area did.
Hmm.
What's going on there?
Paying for a different package down in the lobby bar. They want you to come down and buy some booze so you can watch the channels that you want to watch.
Do you know how much it was to stay at that hotel?
And I had the same thing at the
$22 cocktails down there.
Place we rented. No NFL Network at the place we rented this weekend.
Really?
And I'm like, this is stupid. I'm not going to watch my football.
If they give you the opt-in option to get the NFL Network for the weekend you're there for $5, do you do it?
Probably.
How much more money do they make?
Right. Five a la carte package. I'll pay an extra $5 to watch all the preseason games.
Oh my God.
Saturday evening sitting around, I'm like, man, I just really want to watch some football right now.
But let's dive into the NFL preseason that happened. We'll get to some baseball stuff. Red hot Mariners, Cal Raleigh. Steroids?
Oh, what?
45 homers?
Excuse me?
What's the number?
Allegations, allegedly.
No, I'm just joking. But what is the number to make you go, what?
I think,
because I'm kind of there, like it's not stopping.
I think what will make me go, what is if this
55?
If this never happens again.
Yeah, if he doesn't become like a consistent.
If he pulls a Brett Boone, a Brady Anderson.
If he's back to like, he's maxing out at 32 a year, 30, 29.
And like, he has this one.
And there's one that's like 50, 57 in there.
Right.
Like, one of these things is not like the other.
I'm just joking, but seriously, it's insane. I was waiting for a slowdown point, and it's not happening.
I mean, he set his new PR in home runs in like May. He topped last year's number.
I watched him tie Javi Lopez, and the next day he broke it. I'm like, okay, well, see you later.
Back to hitting dangers.
So we get to some baseball stuff as the AL race is heating up, and the Yankees are 2-7 in the month of August. It's delightful. It's great for my life. Let's get to some NFL preseason next on 105.1 The Fan. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We'll get to some platypus audio. Trent Bray, Dan Lanning, had a scrimmage.
Scrimmage weekend, baby. We're almost there. A couple more weeks to go.
The escucha may kill my throat.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some water.
Just like that lady. Lost your voice.
I hope she's okay.
You're breaking up there at the end.
I hope she's okay. NFL preseason stuff. We are not on YouTube. We keep being asked about YouTube. We're not on YouTube. We're trying to get on YouTube.
Efforting.
I have sent up the bat signal for technical assistance.
We have the internet capability. We just don't have a computer screen. So
the
Swag
monitor
can't.
Has died. I cannot manipulate.
And we've unplugged. We've plugged back. I've even checked it out myself.
We've tried the unplugging and the plugging back
and
in,
I've
and
tried
it's still
to
not working.
Explain. I've done all the normal rebooting, all of the first things you would tell me to do to delay the fact that you're trying to figure out what the problem is.
Now, I'm going
to
laugh when it is a simple button fix that one of the engineers does, and we go, cool.
Should just press that. Why didn't you press that? It was right there the whole time.
Basically, or they unplug it and plug it back in, and it works randomly, and we go, okay,
came
cool.
in.
I know.
We can back each other up.
We've confirmed the report.
Yes, we can.
So this is not on Swag, as far as we know.
NFL preseason, we're going to dive into it fully here in just a minute in the second hour, but God, you know football's back when week one preseason brings out all the takes.
My favorite from the weekend was going from having to deal with the week of the takes that Shedeur Sanders was being set up to fail to then God is so powerful that God overpowered him being setting up for failing.
Oh.
And God overrode that and the sheer talent of Shedeur put him in a position to succeed at a high level.
I didn't see that take.
Oh, that take's out there.
Can you give me a name?
That would be Robert Griffin III had that take. After saying all week, this is a disaster, he's being set up for failure, you cannot judge him on this performance, it's not fair to him, then it was, he's in God's hands now.
I don't
because I know a lot about God, and I know that God cares deeply about what happens in our sports. He dictates the outcomes of games.
Well, it's the most important pressing issue.
Without a doubt. There's nothing else in the world that's going on that deserves his attention more than football.
God had to make sure Dabo had two titles.
Dude, Dabo needed to win those two titles because he is a man of God.
It changes everything if Dabo wins national championship.
I'm just glad to find out over the weekend that God cares as much about preseason football as I do, and he's that invested in watching these guys in week one of preseason, and he's going to lift them up on his wings to success in the preseason.
It's a good poll question. Does God care about preseason football as much as you do, yes or no, at Dirt and Spray?
What does God care about more, preseason football or the situation in the Middle East? Huh? What do we think?
Oh, well, don't report on that. You might not come home alive.
Yeah, that happened. That happened. That take existed all week. He's being set up for failure. Everybody was so terrified he was going to play bad, and then he played good, and it was like, oh, okay, that wasn't that bad.
Let's talk NFL preseason and kick off the second hour, Dirt and Spray on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.